Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Have you ever, as a parent or even a grandparent, used a naughty step? Do you think it works? Well, there's a new book out in the UK called When the Naughty Step Makes Things Worse, and it's by Dr. Naomi Fisher. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter, I must say. On the line now, I'm joined by psychologist Aisling O'Connor from Connections Child Psychology in Sligo and mother of two. Aisling, you're very welcome to the programme. I think you agree with the premise of this book that the naughty step is not good.
I certainly do, Cormac. Nice to speak with you. Unfortunately, it doesn't teach a child anything. It gets the desired result in the moment, a very short-term result, but it doesn't actually teach the child any skills. And in fact, it can actually create a lot of shame and make them feel a little bit, you know, not so great about themselves. Severs that attachment, if you like.
So I mentioned that we'd be racking up the guilt of parents around the country, and we're certainly doing that now, Aisling. How do you deal with unruly children then, who should know better?
Yeah, okay, exactly. There's the point, should know better. What we have to remember is all children are born with all of the feelings, but none of the skills to manage those big feelings. Okay, so they have to learn the skills. They have to learn how to do better. And we have to coach them. And there's absolutely no blame on this, Cormac, because we were raised the same way. So we don't know any different. Mm. So parents are just doing what happened to them. But when we actually realize or learn something different about, like, how the neuroscience and attachment theory, all that lovely research tells us, is that children don't have those skills until we co-regulate and show them how to do differently. So what we do is we connect with them. They've done something that you don't really agree with, or they've had some big behaviors or a big tantrum or whatever it is. The very first thing, the most important thing you can do, is connect with them. So really validate and acknowledge what's happening for them. And only once you've, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, because you're talking about tantrums and stuff like that. And is it not maybe the way the words we use, rather than calling it the naughty step, could you say a timeout just for you to calm down and everyone to just get calm again, and then we're going to talk about it?
Okay,
is that not okay?
Yeah, so if you're sending
for a friend.
With another friend listening very carefully.
Okay, so what I'm going to say there is never, it's never going to be good if you use a naughty step or a timeout if you're sending a child away on their own as a punishment. Now, if a child is having a really big, hard time and you all are kind of maybe getting physical or whatever could be happening with siblings, then it can be useful and safe to separate children and say, right, let's all go to our own space for a little bit and let's come back together when we're all feeling a bit calmer. But if a child has done something, let's just pretend a child's had a big, massive feeling and flung something across the room and you say, go to your room right now and calm down. The piece that's really important here that's missing is children cannot calm themselves down. They need repetition and repetition of co-regulation, which means a caregiver or a parent beside them helping them ground themselves. And it's only after years of that repetition can a child learn those skills.
Years of it.
Pretty much.
Sweet mother. And tell me this, we don't have time for this now, but tell me this, what age roughly should a child be able to learn that skill by?
Really, we're talking probably 5-ish, 6. Depends
on. He's taking notes here. He's literally taking notes.
Or myself.
It depends on their early experiences because there's so much things that can happen the very early, you know, those first 3 years of their life that can have a big impact on the brain development. But we would like to think 5 or 6, they'll connect the dots and they'll be able to start doing it.
Okay.
But definitely 2, 3, 4, it's totally normal that they can't do that yet.
Okay. 51551, all you parents listening. Psychologist Aisling O'Connor from Connections Child Psychology in Sligo and mother of two, as we say. Thank you very much indeed.